This is World College Radio Day 2021.
Heard around the world, this is the day we all come together.
You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon. The College Radio Foundation is grateful for the following organizations and our official supporters for this event: Hindenburg Systems, Live 365, Spinitron, and Vero True Social.
This Global Marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hi, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the president of World College Radio Day, and I welcome you to the 11th annual World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Poland, and I am president of College Radio Day in the U.S.
On Friday, October 1st, once again, we come together to celebrate radio productions by students worldwide.
We learn in these 20 months that we are resilient. We remain resilient.
Come what may, student radio will find a way. Because in tough times, we thrive.
Have the best World College Radio Day yet.
Status report. It's back again. The day college radios come together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to World College Radio Day.
College Radio.
The old world is on the air.
College Radio is united.
Ladies and gentlemen,
connection is coming.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 11, 10, 9.
Here we go.
Are you ready? Ignition sequence. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Radio connected.
And now. Connected to.
Australia.
Before my life went dim, oh,
Good morning, this is Cameron Cook with your GMSM News Update. Victoria was notified of 1,438 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing us to a total of 11,018 active cases in Victoria. With the push to get as many Victorians vaccinated as possible, 49% of Victorians are fully vaccinated, where a further 30.3% have had their first dose. From today in Australia, it is illegal to sell or buy nicotine for use for e-cigarettes, unless they are being supplied or accessed through a prescription. In most states and territories, it's also illegal to use e-cigarettes in places where smoking is illegal. 9 days ago, an earthquake with a magnitude of 5.9 Richter, on the Richter scale, that hit near Mount Buller is now being reported as Victoria's biggest earthquake on record. Next month is Melbourne's International Games Week. Funding is provided through the new Victorian Screen Initiative, which enables studios to work on some of the world's biggest video games titles, including The Sims Mobile and Need for Speed No Limits. In sport, last week Victoria celebrated the AFL Grand Final with a long weekend, with the winning team Melbourne has ended the longest premiership drought, kicking 12 unanswered goals to beat the Western Bulldogs by 74 points and win the 2021 Grand Final. International Coffee Day is celebrated on October 1st, but it's not just about loving the drink. First initiated in Japan in 2015, the day also promoted fair trade of coffee across the world and appreciates the farmers for the length they go for producing the beans. It is currently 13 degrees in Geelong, and up next is World College Radio Day. You're listening to the Wave Student Radio.
You are listening to College Radio Day.
Radio.
Across the nation, across the world, this is the day we all come together.
And you're listening to World College Radio Day. We're live around the world. So if you do not know who we are, we're the Wave Student Radio. So we're based in Geelong, Australia, and I'm also joined by our two lovely radio managers, Alexia and Christian.
Hello.
So good morning, guys.
Good morning, everyone.
Or afternoon or evening, depending on where you are.
True. Yeah, exactly. So it is 10 o'clock in the morning here in Geelong. And we're right on the main street, so we get to see the beautiful main street of Geelong, and also on the other side of the building, the beautiful coast as well. And we also have a sister station as well, Fresh Student Radio, where there'll be people from Melbourne will be listening into us, and we send out our biggest hopes to Melbourne because they're currently in lockdown at the moment. In stage 4, and they've been in lockdown since, I think, July or something like that.
Last year, probably. Yeah. I think summer counts are about 206 days solid of lockdown pretty much in a row. For those of you who don't know, Geelong is a city in regional Victoria. It's southwest of Melbourne and is Melbourne's second largest city, as well as the largest and fastest growing city. So I think that's a fun fact for a lot of people who may not have heard about Geelong.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Definitely worth noting.
Definitely. And it's the area that that the Waves serve. It's quite a big area. So we cover Greater Geelong and the Surf Coast as well. So we go all the way to Torquay, go all the way up to Torquay as well.
That's where Billabong was founded, by the way.
Yes, exactly. Yes, and also we go all the way down to Warrnambool. And also we're around where the 12 apostles are as well. So that's all our reach, essentially, for the Wave. And we've only been, the Wave's only been around for not even 12 months, actually. Yeah. It only started this year in February. Yeah, something like that. It only started February this year. So we're quite a new student radio station to Melbourne. Not to Melbourne, to Victoria, sorry. But yeah, so we're enjoying it, we're loving it, and yeah. Do you want to elaborate on a little bit of that prize as well? What GMSM is as well?
Well, me and Alexia, we were just hired on the job, and just to give a brief breakdown, sorry. First time on air. Geelong and Melbourne Student Media The GMSM is a non-for-profit organization that specializes in radio, TV, video, music, and online services. GMSM offers students who want to get their foot into the creative sector the opportunity to build up skills, knowledge, and experience in a state-of-the-art facility. Our aim is to build professional industry connections and opportunities in the highly competitive creative sector in Victoria. GMSM helps in providing a stepping stone for students in any sector to turn their dreams into a reality.
We sure do.
Yes.
So, yes. I forgot to introduce what I do here at GMSM. So I'm the founder and president of GMSM. So I'm the one who's started The Wave and also Fresh Student Radio as well. So I've been doing this job.
Kudos to you.
Yeah, thank you. I've been in student radio now for 7 years, roughly. So I've been in the industry for 11 years this year. So my first student radio station that I was at was actually 3SSR at Swinburne Uni. And student radio has just grown and grown and grown, not just here in Victoria, but all around the world as well. And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It used to be this, when I started, this little small little industry, and now it's highly diverse. And they offer, we just don't offer radio now with student radio now as well. We refer to it as student media now. So we offer radio, not just radio, television production, video production as well, and online media as well. Yeah.
So for all the listeners out there located within the Victorian sector, we're very close to Geelong Station, very accessible by bus. So if you'd like to get in touch, collaborate, come into the studio and have a look for yourself at Geelong Student Media House, feel free to check out our social media at The Wave Student Media or Wave Student Radio, also known as The Wave Oz as well, depending on where you're looking us up.
Yep.
And get in touch. We'll be more than happy to reach out, help you out, and collaborate.
Yeah, as well. And also get involved with World College Radio Day as well by going to collegeradio.org, and also by going onto the social medias as well. Just look for World College Radio Day and get involved with that as well.
Absolutely, because they're helping us out as well.
Yes, exactly. And it's a celebration of just not just student radio in just here in Australia, but also around the world. Like, it's known by many different things. Like college radio, obviously in Australia we call it student radio. In America they call it college radio, and in other places they call it university radio, and some other places they call it academic radio as well, or educational radio. Yeah, so it's got many different names within there, but
we're all sharing the same spirit.
Yes, exactly. We have the same cause, and especially the last 20 months as well, it's been hard on all of us as well, especially here. We've been here in Geelong and also in Melbourne as well, because we do have Fresh Student Radio in Melbourne as well. We've been going in and out of lockdown, but we are a resilient bunch here at GMSM, at Wave, and also at Fresh as well, and we always find a way to create great content for you guys no matter what happens, essentially.
Yeah, we're very excited. There's a lot of different shows and content in the works, so definitely keep an eye out. Particularly at The Wave, we are chartering, you know, anything from 1990 to 2019. So we've got a lot of, for the 90s babies, the 80s babies, the older bunch.
All the stuff that we grew up with.
A lot of nostalgic content coming your way, a lot of good throwbacks.
Fans.
Believe
that.
And we're very diverse, because I know at Fresh Radio, shout out to Declan, the studio manager there. He's looking at very current stuff, local stuff, underground stuff, and
yes,
getting in contact with like the nitty-gritty scene as it is. So that's, it's really great. Yes. We cover the old stuff, he covers the current new stuff. It's like the perfect
Exactly. And these the two student radio brands that we have here at GMSM, they just complement each other, essentially. Yeah.
But I will disclaim that we don't stick to those time periods all the time.
No, we don't.
Quite often you'll find a sneaky, guilty pleasure of a good 70s or 80s track.
Yes.
Don't hold it against
us. Yes. And also we do have in the works as well some 70s and 80s shows dedicated to that decade as well.
Can't get away without them, really.
I'm so excited
myself. I was about to jump up and just be like, I can't wait for it.
Too many chords in the studio for that.
Yes, I know. All right, let's go into our first song, Christian.
Yeah, so the first song we're playing is After School Care, the band, and the name is, the name of the track is Grey. Alexia, do you happen to know a little bit about that?
So After School Care is a Melbourne-based band. They're from, like, the eastern suburbs and southeastern suburbs of Melbourne. They are a heavy alternative rock band, and honestly, the name After School Care, you can't get any more Australian than that,
Yeah, definitely.
They mentioned a challenging year ahead with the lockdowns and whatnot, but they still came through with some new tracks for us to all enjoy.
Yes.
I guess we'll let it happen.
Okay, all right, we better get into the song now, and you're listening to The Wave Student Radio right here. Here for World College Radio Day. Woo!
So Grey was the first song created by the band. They were newly formed. I think I'm muted.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
So Grey was the first song created by the band. We're experiencing some technical difficulties, so I'll grace you with some really good information. And it is best identified by its earworm riff that rings out throughout the song. Grey touches on the impact of poor mental health and how it can be negatively shaping one's perspective of the world around them. The song draws influence from the music of Soho and Smashing Pumpkins. What I love about these guys...
Victoria, every test we take helps.
Stop worrying about that sniffle.
And go to work safely.
So even if your symptoms are mild...
or you've been tested before...
every test helps.
For testing locations, visit coronavirus.vic.gov.au.
Authorised by the Victorian Government,
really
Melbourne.
The cover art is so much fun. There's a lot of, like, really artsy doodles and sketches, which is really fun. And a nice throwback to kind of 80s, 90s design.
That's nice.
And yeah, the band is most notably identified through their blaring riffs, and they can be seen wearing primary school hats. So they're bringing back the bucket hat, the cap with the ear flaps, because, you know...
Oh, that's reminding me of the Wiggles.
It's quite iconic, actually.
I like that. They've got their own style.
So if you jump onto Bandcamp, you can actually pick up some really fun merch if you want to rep, you know... primary school attire again.
Definitely. If you want to throw it back to the good old days where we had no responsibilities.
I mean, most people say fashion and trends tend to recycle themselves with the Y2K that's coming back.
Yeah, exactly.
So I definitely think they're worth...
as long as we're not wearing baggy jeans and all that kind of stuff again from the early mid-2000s, then I totally support primary school hats and everything that we're going with.
Slip, slop, slap. Australia is known for having a very hot summer. But honestly, I mean, if you want to, like, rock that type of baggy denim, I'd say go for it.
Oh, well, yeah. Anyone's got their own, you know, they've got their own flavour, so.
Iconic for a reason.
Publicity is good publicity.
Hopefully we can blast the tune out because it's one of my favourites anyway.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
You'll hear... throughout the day, they have two singles they've given us to begin with. So we've got Order B, which is known as their best track, and we also have Grey. So you'll be able to hear that on our Spotify playlist that I've made featuring all the music from today. And also on their sites as well on socials. Check them out on Spotify. And yeah, they've got a few more absolute bops on there. They've got an album, they've got upcoming music as well, which is great, so definitely check them out beyond the two we're playing today, but these are two of my ones.
We'll be right back.
And you're listening to World College Radio Day right here with the Waveshin Radio for this hour. I'm Cam, and I'm also joined by our Alexia and Christian.
Hello.
That track you just heard was Never Apart by Pira. They are an Australian quartet based in Wollongong. I'm sure that's quite a tongue twister for all the international listeners, because I find that international people say Australian towns and locations kind of the funniest. They just, you know, miss that Australian mark with the Aussie accent. But they are an indie pop group, and they mix instrumentation with washes of synth and programmed sounds to support silken melodies of the frontwoman Jess Beck.
Yeah, perfect.
Nice.
So we'll talk a little bit of what's been happening the last 12 months, essentially, with the world we've been living in. So we're up. I know Melbourne's up to lockdown 6 or 7 from it. 6, is it? I think so, yeah, lockdown 6, and Geelong's had 7 lockdowns already, because we've just come out of a snap lockdown, yeah.
To paint a context for people who obviously aren't really part of our location, yeah. Geelong is regional, so we tend to do snap lockdowns, whereas Melbourne have been, I guess, suffering from, like, a giant continuous rollover of lockdowns, so we're kind of in and out, depending on our case numbers.
Yeah.
So that's why there is a bit of a difference.
Exactly. But throughout this time, we've always done our best during these lockdowns to bring content out to everyone and making sure that we're still accessible no matter what. So we've had people present from home. And we've all had a bunch of stuff as well, and luckily we're still listed as an essential service, so we can still come into the studio as well if need be. But I think what's great with this with the pandemic is it's just opened more opportunities, essentially, especially for the creative sector as well, to produce content to do a lot of content from home, and that we are able to do stuff from from anywhere around the world, essentially, no matter where we are. Yeah,
it's all remote.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't have to be in a professional radio studio like we are now. So we're in our studio in Geelong, but you don't. That is not the norm now, no more now for media, because we can just do it wherever.
Yeah, at home with our cats and our audience and a cup of coffee. Yeah. But as long as the content's there.
Christian, do you want to talk a little bit about a competition that we've got going on our social media as well?
Oh, yes, I do. And what we have coming up, ladies and gentlemen. So we have a mascot named Rupert.
Yes.
And
management.
Yes.
Here at GMSM.
So with the competition, if you will like us on Facebook, facebook.com, TheWaveAU, and our Instagram is instagram.com/TheWaveAU. And if our listeners can guess the approximate weight, or whoever gets closest to the weight that they guess how much Rupert weighs, in the spirit of good fun and the generosity of GMSM, we're going to offer you a Google Mini, and good luck to you, because I had a bit of struggle myself getting on the weight scale. So again, that's if you like us on Facebook and follow us, leave a comment on the Rupert photo. That's facebook.com/TheWaveAU and instagram.com/TheWaveAU. Thank you.
Yeah, so just look for The Wave Student Media on either of those platforms, and you'll find us, and you'll see a lovely photo of Rupert.
So
get on there, get involved, and all that as well. And also make sure you check out World College Radio Day on social media as well, at World College Radio Day, and use the hashtag WCRD21 as well.
And Rupert's in today, so he's waiting. All right. Yes. So get on in.
So get on in. So we'll go into another song. Alexia, what's another song?
So up next we have Lush 78. They're a Geelong group described as edgy, organic, and rock pop. So they are two very talented sisters, and they're inspired by a wide range of artists. So have a listen to their music and guess if you can see where the inspo comes from.
Yes, exactly.
Check them out.
Here they are.
Right in front of my eyes, saving the world from destruction, setting peace into motion now. So they think they fool by as they steer the earth, the way you see is interior. But if you look close enough, then you'll see the cracks starting to
tell me how you're gonna be my best friend and my worst headache. Every Tuesday gonna break up, never signed up. I'll backtrack where it started. Recently you've been so cold, not treating me like you're supposed to. Saying you do, you don't look at me like you don't know. I'm so sick of all your shit.
Radio Day was designed 11 years ago to harness the combined power of all student, university, and college stations around the world. This day of collaboration and unity allows us to amplify our voices and fundraise to help stations in need. If you're interested in participating in World College Radio Day or to become a supporter of World College Radio Day, please visit collegeradio.org.
By the Melbourne superstar Cammie Cole, who has 18 years of vocal training and wrote that song about the Melbourne lockdowns. You also heard earlier on Not Your Superhuman by Lash 78, Age Along Sister Duo, and very exciting, the song right in the middle was definitely Not Suffering from Middle Child Syndrome. That standout track was Do Me a Favour by Keeks, and that was actually an exclusive to the Wave Student Radio because her track is going to drop on October 8th.
Woo!
So you're going to have to wait about 7 more days to hear that one on Spotify, everyone.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much. So, yeah, that was fantastic, those all these great local and Australian tracks that we've had. It's great to see, especially with the previous track just before we came back on air, that everything that around, especially around us as well, especially the lockdowns and all that that's been happening, has inspired all this great talent as well.
Yeah, we're a very tough bunch.
Yeah, very tough bunch. Okay, so
said, well,
yes,
coming up, we have Teenage Dads with cheerleader Alexia. Can you tell me a little bit about this, please?
Oh, sure. Give me a moment.
Teenage Dads. It was in your catalogue.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's got to be something special.
Yeah, they're absolutely great. Their management team is super friendly and helpful. They are from the Mornington Peninsula. And
oh!
They're winning over fans with their memorable writing, quirky charisma, and out-of-this-world live shows.
That's great.
They actually have a new EP coming out called Club Echo, which is coming out on November 5th.
Ooh.
But today we're playing their classic Cheerleader.
Yes.
Let's tune in to this one.
All right, no problem. So here's Teenage Dad's Cheerleader. You're listening to the Wave Student Radio for World College Radio Day. So sorry, guys, if you can't hear us. We're having a bit of technical
problems. Yeet! I can't take it anymore.
just moving on. Was it have to change? I need a reminder. Maybe you wanna stay.
We're just holding on to happy memories. No one has to go. No one has to leave. Life is moving on. Was it have to change? I need a reminder. These are the good old days. We're just holding on to happy memories. No one has to go. No one has to leave.
Where do you think that we would be if I hadn't let you go? And I answered the phone call.
You're listening to the Wave Student Radio.
Yogan gagiwala nung gung iwala mo lang may. Yogan gagiwala nung gung iwala mo lang may. Yogan gagiwala nung gung iwala mo lang may.
Some changes. Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, and so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. I hope I see more changes, and I believe we can overcome if we all come together as one. Make it better for our sons and our daughters being brought up in this harsh world. Yeah, it's hard, but we can't turn backwards. Put your faith in the practice, escape from the cage you've been trapped in, and free yourself. Impossible alone, so I need your help. For the youth to improve, we gotta teach them well. Cause racism isn't born, it's talk, talk the talk, then you walk the walk. The ability for change is within you. Let's put aside our pride and try to face all these issues. People operate the easy way, cause it's easier to hate than to say that you made a mistake. But be real, and together we can heal the rebuild. But if we don't, then that's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Hello! Welcome back. That was JK47. Jacob Paulson, known professionally as JK47. He is an Indigenous Australian rapper, musician, and activist. I believe that to be it from the way from Australia, New South Wales, excuse me, with that jam, Changes, giving a replication of Tupac's song Changes. And just doing it. Unbelievable. It was great. It was great to listen to. I love it. Love hearing it every time. All right. So in closing, so we truly appreciate having been part of College Radio Day and the support along with this year's theme, Resilience, with the lockdowns and COVID and everything. Like most Victorians, let alone across Australia, in or out of the regional areas, we have struggled with the unexpected strict lockdowns and such due to the pandemic. Although here at GMSM, we are about sticking together, obliging by the rules directed by our government, and to take each day, one day at a time. We'd like to keep being optimistic and still be able to provide the support and help for one another, especially to our listeners and our members. Follow us on social media for updates and our website to inquire about memberships at www.gmsm.org.au. Be safe, be kind, and be well.
Thanks,
Christian.
Thanks.
I almost got it at the end. I almost got it, but I didn't nail it.
That's all right.
I almost got there. But yeah, thank you. And thank you for listening.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, everyone. And Alexia, do you want to give us a quick overview of who our last track is?
Our last track is OK Day. They are an alternative rock.